To finance now, a new research has found some household power bills have increased by up to $1,000 in the past 5 years.
Now, the report was by St Vincent de Paul and Alvis Consulting, and it says that the cost of poles and wires make up more than half of some of those bills.
Well, there's a lot of drivers behind prices. The two most expensive areas, which is country New South Wales and South Australia, do have the largest poles and wires cost. So the cost of your poles and wires infrastructure does make up a big proportion of the bill. The difference between retailing costs is quite significant as well, between 13% in regulated states and up to about 30% in non-regulated states like Victoria. Now, we can't understand why there is that huge difference in the cost to send a bill to a household and to answer queries on the phone.
Gavin Duffy there. To the markets, the Dow has finished the day down slightly. The Nasdaq and S&P 500 were also lower. In London, the FTSE lost a third of a percent. Looking at commodity prices, West Texas crude is trading at $91 a barrel and Tapis is at $98 a barrel. Gold's trading at $1,208 an ounce. The Australian dollar's buying 87 US cents, 69 euro cents and 54 pence sterling.